Our coverage from the state track and field meet continues here in Class 3A with a very jubilant bunch from Pella High School, who come in at 7th in the 4x4, outperform their seed, Macy Schrader, Lizzie Newman, Mara Skibout, and Kyla Barnes. And Macy, this is not your last race after all. You were probably the most excited and emotional after that moment. What does it mean to have one more day with this group of girls at Drake Stadium?
Oh my gosh, it just means the world. We were going to, and I was like, you know what, this may be my last high school race. I was excited to do it, but now to know that I get to run another one with these girls, I'm just so excited, just because I didn't know if we were going to be able to do it. And we pulled it off. We went even higher than what we wanted to, and we just succeeded. So I'm so happy. I'm going horse. I'm so happy.
Well, Lizzie, you were burning out there too, and it felt like you were running like it was your last race this weekend. What was that like being out there and knowing, again, this 4x4 really had to overcome a lot this season and to have the race that you had?
I mean, it was so exciting. I mean, just being out there and running with my friends, it was so much fun. I mean, like Mace said, we thought it might be our last one, but I was kind of like, hey, we don't want this to be our last one. Like, we want to come back tomorrow and we want to keep competing.
And Mara, you've had a very busy day. It's very hot out here. What's it been like to endure all of this and to be able to help your team get one more race in?
To get one more race in was kind of hard. We were, like I said, told you earlier, we're all hanging out in the bathroom trying to stay out of the sun. I got sunburnt yesterday. I'm definitely feeling it today, but I am so proud of us. We came out here in the heat, we competed, and we did great.
Kyla, your first season here with the team, what's it been like to join this program, add to the tradition, and to now be able to officially race on Championship Saturday?
I think it's very special. I love the upperclassmen friends, and they really push me to be better, and it's just an honor to be here with them today.
And we have a special guest here. He's an official at the meet, Quinn Groover. You got to watch this 4x4. What was it like to watch these girls burn out there today?
Tell you what, man, I'm always rooting for the Dutch, even though I can't really say it out loud. But you know what? I bleed green and white, man, so it's good to see them. Good to see them out there doing their thing, and roll windmills.
Roll windmills. Macy, I'll give you the final word. What does it mean to have one more race with this group? Drake Stadium, Saturday, you're going to be closing out the building tomorrow.
I'm just so excited. Like, knowing that I get to compete in the finals again my senior year, especially with this group of girls, knowing that we just about did what we did last year in finals, it just means the world, because I'm so excited to see what we can do there. And I just hope we all PR. And I have to do this just because I love her. Shout out again to Mrs. Lyons, just because she influenced me so much. And she's one of my biggest fans. I just love her so much. So just had to say that, put that out there.
Officially the Pella softball color commentator now, Susan Lyons as well. The 4x4 relay from Pella. You'll get to be one of our last interviews tomorrow. Enjoy the day. Jump in a pool somewhere. Go find some ice and water. Congratulations. We'll see you on Championship Saturday.
Thank you.